The Matanuskas who sit in a borough and Governor Bill Walker issued a disaster declaration yesterday due to erosion and threat of flooding in the Butte area along the Matanuska River. Matsu Borough spokesperson Patty Sullivan says this isn't a case of high water, but of the direction of the river.
That's the concern, is that the aim of the full brunt of the river is straight toward a riverbank. You know, in the past, it was parallel, and, you know, you normally think of rain and high water levels. That's not this story. This story is the river pointing at, you know, soft materials that it potentially could bust through and flood parts of Butte.
If the river breaks through the embankment, Sullivan says water could extend beyond the banks into low-lying areas, potentially affecting as many as 75 homes. Governor Walker's declaration mobilizes state resources to help protect critical infrastructure, including power lines and a gas line. Sullivan says, for now, response crews from the Borough and State Department of Transportation will bring in Armor Rock to help contain the river.
It's giant, you know, several hundred pound boulders that could potentially withstand, the bashing of water.
The borough is also in contact with federal resources, including the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Homeland Security. Sullivan says homes between miles 12 and 15 of the Old Glen Highway are most at risk. Though no evacuation order is in effect right now, Sullivan urges residents to develop an evacuation plan in case the river breaches the embankment.
What would we do if we had to leave? What would we take with us? Where are our pets going? We've provided lists on our website, and firefighters in Butte have been knocking on doors, handing out some as well. And we really want people to take it seriously.
If an evacuation is necessary, Sullivan says a shelter will be established at the Seventh-day Adventist campground off Maud Road.